Tommy Ketta is executive director of DENSHO, an organization committed to preserving the history of the U.S.'s incarceration of Japanese Americans during the Second World War. Welcome to FSRN.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
A spokesperson for a pro-Trump political action committee went on national television Wednesday and cited the internment of Japanese Americans as legal precedent for re-establishing a registry of Muslim immigrants in the country. Why should that set off alarm bells?
Well, so when we think back to what happened to Japanese Americans during World War II, in a climate of fear and hate, similar to what we're feeling now, that a vulnerable community was targeted and their rights stripped, and they were placed in concentration camps in the United States. And what we have now learned was that the government, through this, the opaqueness of national security, knew that Japanese Americans weren't a military threat, and yet they went ahead with this. And so they ended up apologizing and admitting a mistake. And so the alarm should be going off in terms of a similar mistake happening again today.
Is the legal basis for the internment still on the books, or was it overturned?
So in during World War II, there was a case, Fred Korematsu challenged the government, and the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 against Fred, saying that the incarceration of Japanese Americans, the Executive Order 9066, was legal and constitutional. That order or conviction was later vacated in the 1980s at the Federal Court of Appeals, stating that through the writ of quorum nobis, which is an unusual writ showing or stating that the government had gross negligence. And what happened was evidence was withheld from the Supreme Court. Intelligence reports showing that Japanese Americans were as loyal as any other segment in the population. And so critical information was withheld from the Supreme Court. And because of that, Fred Korematsu's conviction was vacated. And so if you talk to legal scholars, they would say the Supreme Court ruling back in the 1940s has no legs, because after the Federal Court of Appeals vacated the conviction, the government chose not to bring it back to the Supreme Court so that it could be overturned at the Supreme Court level.
Can you briefly explain how larger American society in the 1940s came to accept the confiscation of property and detention of an entire segment of the population? Do you see those same rationales emerging again?
I do. In a climate of fear and hate, it really silences, the majority. We are led to believe that a certain population is dangerous or suspicious, and with that, people start doubting what it is to be an American, and they start questioning, and they become silent. And that's what happened to Japanese Americans, that even though they were loyal Americans, did nothing wrong, they were targeted as being dangerous, and the rest of America allowed that to happen. And so we have to be vigilant that this doesn't happen again. That I'm reminded of the poem Niemöller made during World War II, in terms of first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak up because I wasn't a socialist. And then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak up because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak up because I wasn't a Jew. And then when they came for me, there was no one left to speak up for me. And I feel the same thing could happen in our country today, where certain groups are singled out, and then they are attacked, and then they're isolated, and then they're removed, and no one says anything. So we have to speak up now so it doesn't happen again.
Tommy Ketta, your organization, DENSHO, is calling on people to be upstanders, not bystanders. What does that mean?
You know, when we talk about being an upstander, when you see something happening that doesn't seem right, speak up. First you have to be safe. We always say don't put yourself into a dangerous situation. But when you do see something and you're able to, speak up because it does make a difference. In particular, I think white people need to really speak up. So often it's communities of color that are speaking out and challenging the status quo in terms of where racism and other things exist. And I think it's important that all Americans speak up and not it doesn't just become a thing that people of color have to do. Get involved, talk with people, let your congressman and others know how you feel. Now it's time for us to really be out there talking.
Are there other parallels you see between the political and social climate today in the United States and that during World War II?
We have to pay attention. I think when you think of what's happened historically, and I know a lot about the Japanese-American incarceration during World War II, it happens in little steps. And what we saw was it oftentimes starts with words, the rhetoric that the press, the media, politicians will start saying things about a particular segment in our population as being dangerous, suspicious, and those words then lead to actions. In the case today, we're hearing words about possibly registering Muslim immigrants. And so what you do is you get this gradual chain of events that happen, step after step, that by themselves may seem okay, but it's part of this slide that we're going into. And so the parallels that I see happening today is I'm starting to see that same slide happening, and we have to pay attention to that.
Tommy Ketta is executive director of Densho, an organization committed to preserving the history of Japanese Americans incarcerated in the United States during the Second World War. For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.